Magic 101.9, better music for a better mommy Monday. We're going to talk about things that matter to us parents. So I've got a Google tech expert on with us between now and 11 talking about virtual learning and how in the world we're going to be able to do this. Catherine is our Google expert. Will you please come homeschool my kids personally?
I can't say that I would be an adequate step in for homeschooling, but I think a lot of parents are feeling that way at the moment.
Okay, fine. But then how are we going to keep our kids engaged since it's up to us to virtual learning? I've got more on that coming up next. It's a Mommy Monday hour right now on Magic 101.9. Magic 101.9 on a Mommy Monday this hour between now and 11 talking about virtual learning with a Google tech expert. So Catherine, how are we going to keep our kids engaged while they stare at that computer screen?
Something I really love to stay engaged and to keep curious and keep learning is Google Arts and Culture. Something that you can do in New Orleans is you can actually explore the NOMA virtually. So you can look through all the different exhibits they have currently online. And then the Sidney and Walda Bestoff Sculpture Garden, you can check that out. If you're less artsy and you more want to keep learning, there's a really fun game with Carmen San Diego, which it uses Google Earth satellite imaging to take you to different landmarks around the world. So you can kind of chase Carmen San Diego around the world while learning about geography as well.
I just need to set everything up like it's a game and maybe they'll go for it. More tips on virtual learning. It's a Mommy Monday. We're going to keep talking about this until 11 o'clock. It's Magic 101.9. Magic 101.9. Hey, I'm Annette. It's a Mommy Monday. We're talking about things that matter to us parents. And virtual learning is something all we talk about, basically, it seems like, when I get my moms together. So I've got a Google tech expert on the phone. Catherine, tell me how Google can help me with math homework.
If your child is in a pre-calculus class and you're at a loss for how to help them with their homework, you can actually directly type in a math problem in the search bar and it'll return results that breaks down step-by-step how to solve that problem without revealing the answer. So you can see the core concept, so you can help your student think through how to arrive at that answer.
Oh my gosh, forget pre-calculus. That can help with my second and third grade math. You know they don't carry the one anymore, Catherine.
Yeah, I'm at a loss for how math works these days. And if your student is using a textbook, there's an app you can download called Socratic, which does exactly the same thing, where you take a picture of the problem and it breaks it down for you. So you don't have to be flipping back and forth to the index, looking at the answer, trying to figure out how they got there. It's really great, and it breaks it down step by step.
These are so helpful. Okay, I've got all this on my blog at magic1019.com. This is a Mommy Monday. We're talking virtual learning with a Google tech expert between now and 11 on Magic 101.9. Magic 101.9. Hey, I'm Annette on a Mommy Monday. We're talking about things that matter to us moms and dads. And right now it's a lot of talk about school. So we're talking virtual learning with a Google tech expert. Google Classrooms. We all know we're going to end up there at some point. I, for one, find it confusing. Can you help me, Catherine?
Well, there's a lot of information to digest as we look forward to the school year, and I don't think you're alone in finding it a little bit confusing. So that's actually why we set up a resource hub for all things Google Classroom and more called Teach From Anywhere. And on that, I would suggest that there's a section for parents and families, which has this great tech toolkit, which walks you step by step through the different resources that Google Classroom provides for students and learners.
Okay, that's helpful. Teachfromanywhere.google, kind of give us the lay of the land, especially helpful if you're using Google Classrooms for virtual learning. This is a Mommy Monday. Stuff that matters to parents right now, virtual learning, that's sure a big one. So more with our Google tech expert in just a sec. Between now and 11, we continue Mommy Monday. It's Magic 101.9. Magic 101.9, it's a Mommy Monday. I'm the mom of two grade school kids who head back today for the first time, thank goodness. But we know it may not last, and some people are opting from virtual for the start, so we're looking for some ideas, some tips about virtual learning. And this whole hour, Catherine, a Google tech expert, has been giving us some really great ideas. I've got them all for us at magic1019.com. But first, before I let you go, Catherine, give us your top three tips as we head into this possibly virtual school year.
My top three tips for virtual learning is to start at Teach From Anywhere, which can be found at teachfromanywhere.google. That'll be your resource hub as a parent or caregiver to help get up to speed on the technology your student is learning. My second tip would be to go to Be Internet Awesome, which is Google's tool and initiative that can keep kids safe online. So it takes the form of a fun game where students learn good digital healthy habits. And I would say check out Google Classroom. It's the place where teachers are going to be creating and grading assignments and where your students are going to keep track of what they've done and what's still on the list.
Okay, well, the full recap of all her great tips are waiting for you at magic1019.com. Talking virtual learning on a Mommy Monday with Catherine, our Google Tech expert. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me, and good luck.
Oh, we're going to need it. Thank you so much. It's a Mommy Monday, Magic 101.9.